Timothy Hastings and the bookkeeper, Tammy McIsaac and the guy Self Rabbit. Knowing this is a hook, and the Dalit says, the Babi of Bangal, Tonah Abba, Hachete Geholim Bishabes Chayachat. Hachete means, he serves the Geholim. So when he serves the Geholim, he will take him, and the Nisman will be Shabbat. So you pick up, you stir it, in other words, so you take away the coals that are on the top and you put it to the bottom. And the coals that are on the bottom, you put on the top. That's chayit. A chayit is a holy Shabbos, chayit chap. Chayit chap. Why is a chayit chap first? Because in God to the Elyin Hades, if this was the Geholim again, and then you put it in the fire, so it was burning more, and while it was on top, when you put it in the fire, you didn't extinguish the fire completely, but you reduced the fire if you put it in the fire. So I am happy the Elyin. So I have to say that now when you put it on top, so it's capable of burning better. So he's marveled tachting. We might ask him, if the price is not in the case where the person has the double intention of being the hub of reducing the fire of the Nineis and of escalating the fire of the tachting. And should also be made in his character. You come a kind of habit of Abia, my time of the man the Torah. Ella will not come a kind of habit. But the Brahmi says, what was the case? He is not his habit to escalate the fire of the Tachim, but it's only the habit to reduce the fire of the Rienes. So, my time of the man of Haifa. So, why do you say? Now, so then there are several machines, several kings, but we are not interested in all the kings. So Abashe, the rest of the kings, with a couple of machines, keep flying from the top. The Genshin is having lyrics in a great case between the Tanekame and the Reza Baratsode takes reference to the case where the person had a Kazone just to reduce the fire of Bill Gates. He didn't have the cojones to escalate the fire of the to be suddenly of his group in Balea. And then the Tachtenes, as a result of being raised from the bottom to the top, so the fire escalated. And the calmness of all the Tachtenes, we are now Doboshim is having, Doboshim is having his potter. So that's why he says he's on the Chayev Achas. Chayev and the score of people. Because that was his Kabbalah to the Chabel Yelins. But on the score of Atore, he's not Chayev. Even though it happened that the Tachtenes is as a result of being lifted to the top, so the fire was escalated, but was not mishavet. The Barashode, Sobolot of Yude, Lamadomo Shemin Yisrim Chai. So the question is, faith is in the gospel. Faith is in the gospel. Among them. It's a situation. It's a situation. So what you say, the more applies it to the case, or it's not a situation. Not every time you stir the holding, you must necessarily, it all depends how strong the fire is. But sometimes, even when you lift, to change the position of the Tachtenes to the Yelines, so it will not, the fire will still not escalate. It all depends how strong the fire is. So if so, so why does a reservoir of Tzobik say it's Chayev Shtayim? This is not possible. This limit of the Shemim will say that Rav Yehuda, who holds the Rosh Yisrael in Yisrael, so even by Shabbos Yisrael, he can give the tax. This is what was the case for doing not say. Oh, but this is Shittah say, everywhere, in Yume, in Shabbos, in Kriyas, everywhere, is, like the Gyal say, in Yomore, in Yume, and he says, even if you're not there, is the PLC. Even if you're there, is the other PLC. You can still say that. That the beauty is made, the Doroshim is having by Shabbos, is higher. The Doroshim is having by Shabbos is part of the heart. You can have a cool inside. But by Shabbos is part of because it's not like the Shabbos. So the main of the cash is again the Gemara. What's the chat in the Gemara? The Gemara says, Abasha Makish is having near the Rubu Malaya, and the Kamis of the Lord helps him in the Revolution is having Tote. That's why he's on the Chayev Achas, which we keep. Habor is not Chayev, but Mishab Labor. It happened, the Russian is having. The level of Sodic Savalot can be the Russian is having Chayev. So the Kashi is Manasha. Does it deal with the case where the wizard strange so even the Rapshimim should be in the Chayev. Why didn't Kashi on the Achas? If you deal with a case where there is no situation, it's not 100%. So then, why does the Rebbe of Tzorei see in view of the fact that he agrees with the universe and Shabbat is higher, but only God the Guru is higher. In Shabbos, he's brought by Shabbat by Shabbat. So in the middle of the case, he says, the Pshat in the Mori, here he is. The Mori says, that the Kamer Sabbat of Shimon, the Rebbe of Shabbat, Potea. So the Gemara doesn't mean Rav Shimon in the Rosh Hashanah, but the Gemara means the Rosh Hashanah Tzavalim. Because it is right here. All of a sudden, the Gemara means the expression Rosh Hashanah Tzavalim in connection with the Rosh Hashanah Tzavalim. All right. But that's how it is expressed. So now this Tanakam is all of Rav Shimon in the Rosh Hashanah Tzavalim, but the Rosh Hashanah Tzavalim group is what? So here, according to case this, the expression Bereshit Yisraveh has a different meaning than it always is. Whenever the Gemara uses the expression of Yisraveh, it means Yisraveh. It doesn't mean the Russian soldier. The Gemara is spelled out by the Gemara. Here, the Russian Yisraveh means the Russian soldier. We have new day. The Russian soldier is somewhat of the Russian Yisraveh. It means the Russian soldier is good for high. That's it. Of course, I mean, there is a slide here. There is a slide here. And of course, the Rambam doesn't explain it at all. And then there is another, you know, Tom Abraham. I think the Holy Shabbos is coming back. So suppose he stays to home in order to warm up his hands. He wants to have more heat. The Hudo Malayan, Tome Hode Hayed, the Tome Yido Pot. Hode Tome Hayed, Kosabon Roshan Tukulu for Hyra. Hode Tome Potea, Kosabon Roshan Tukulu for Potea. Rambam in the Zayin of the Gogis Halachi is very serious. Hachetim Holy Shabbos, Shem Mechabes O Yemei, in Madlek is Vachtenim, Im Yishabim Lir Beisul Habir, Halshtam. If you have a better intention, Chot of the Holy Yishabim Mechabes, the Hupo Umarein, the Hupo Umarein, in Madlek is Vachtenim Umarein, he was Hupo Umarein, Halshtam. מפני שמלוכו שאינו צריכו לגוף חייב עליו כמו שביארנו בהיל חשב Because the Mishnah raises the question, what's the difference between the Reish, the case of the Reish in Alokhid Reis, and the case of the Sefer? In the Reish, he says, Hachet Yecholim Shabbos, Shomechabes, Ayyimis, Umadlikis Tachtenis, Im Yishaben Lir Beis Ulihabir, Yishayim Shtayim, because there was Kabbalah. But if he was not Yishaben Lir Beis Ulihabir, suppose he was Yishaben only Lir Beis, so then he's not Chayvstach, he's only Chayvach. He's only Chayvach. The Gemara says so, but the problem case is the reason is why the Tanakhame says Chayvachas is because the Tanakhame holds like Rav Shimon, the Dovashim Yishabim, which according to the case doesn't mean Dovashim Yishabim, it means Melochashim Yitzchel Gufa. So, Menele, according to the case, if we pass Melochashim Yitzchel Gufa is Chayev, so he should be Chayvstach, because there is a psychiatry, but the Rambam passes like a middle of the school of Israel, and still he says, only Nishaven Lirbeis will have your Israel. But suppose, is Nishaven Lirbeis the Hugo Malayen, Israel and Yachas for people? Not for Abbot. Why not? So the Tanakhama says so, but this is explained. Tanakhama says so because he holds like Rav Shimon, the Lovashim Shlita, but the Rambam passes like the Yudeh, the Lovashim Shlita, the Yisrael. So obviously the Rambam did not explain the Gemara the way Chase with us, which involves a slight error. Because no Yudeh Lovashim is happy, not the Lovashim Shlita. And then, because we shall read the question, Chot of the Sefer, the case of the Sefer, Chot of the Holy Yisrael, the Hupul Malayan, so again, he doesn't say, he said Malayan, what does it mean Malayan? Malayan implies that he didn't intend that the bottom of the following should be escalated. but it means it means Chaitzaot. He just made mischaven to all Afishem. But Mitzugo Maleh, so it's not mischaven. So why is it Haishai? So you say because even though it's not mischaven, it's Tzikreishe. So the Reish is also Tzikreishe. What's the difference? Well, the answer is, or kind of what it is, the answer is that in the Reish, when even though there is a Tzikreishe, still the Rambam emphasizes, in mischaven the Yorizu Lahabia Chayek Shtai. Why? Because he was mishav manish lavi. But if he was not mishav lavi, only in the even though there is a situation that the fire of the tachten should be escalated, but the situation here, that's right. In the same way, even though he was not mamish mishaving to escalate the fire, of the tachten. But it's Tzikreishe Michalek, because what was his purpose? His purpose was to warm up his hands. So of course the fact that the Tachtenis, the fire of the Tachtenis, escalated by being lifted, so that contributed towards his ability to, so that produced more heat. So it is Tzikreishe Michalek, but in the Reishe, it's Tzikreishe Loyachas. Now, the question is, Monashach, so this is Kash, Monashach, if Tzikreishel or Yichbeslein is considered like no Tzikreishel. So why does the Rebbe of Tzorek say Chayev Shtayim? The Rebbe of Tzorek is made it. The Rebbe of Tzorek holds like a Buddha, but the Buddha himself is made it. That by Shabbos, Doshim is having his water, because it's not the Rebbe of Tzorek. So this is what the Chayim says, that the Buddha would be in the case of Tzikreishel Lichtenstein. When we, so that's the difference between the general din of Doreshim is having a little bit of a shimet, which is a din of Kabbalah. But Tzikreishel is considered Mishavim. So which Tzikreishel is considered Mishavim? Only Tzikreishel from which is Nehne. That is Nichol. But Tzikreishel that Lichtenstein doesn't care, is indifferent, even if it's not kosher. Just Lichtenstein. He's not considered mishav. Like the old sheep. That's our Rav Shimon. Where the Torah Rav Shimon, there is a general thing in Paratere Kure, that without Kavone, it's not a Maizaveh. But Tzikreishe is considered mishavi. Only Tzikreishe in Nipali is considered mishavi. Tzikreishe, the Lo Yich Beslei. So he's not considered mishav. So in Mele, it's still Maizaveh. But according to Rav Yehuda, that Doroshim Yishchadim is Osar, and Torah Tere is high. But, by Shabbos, there is an extra exercise of Kosher for Melachas Machsheves. Melachas Machsheves. What does Melachas Machsheves imply? Not a din of Kosher. Melachas Machsheves implies a din of Yedir, like in normal time. When you saw it in Melachas, you said, okay, you learn Hikyoko, Bishoko, so you spot out of the Chabot. Suppose, I have a handkerchief, I have many things in my pocket. I have many things in my pocket. But I don't know that I have it in my pocket. And that's mine. I don't know that I have things in my pocket. And then I start walking in the Rishon LeZion the whole day. A whole day, 100 times, I make it so. I'm not hired a single house. Because Melech has not always a problem. Why? Because the element of the being was lacking. In other words, by Shabbos, in order to be considered a Maisa Deire, he has to be conscious of the fact that he's doing the Melacha. But if he's not conscious of the fact that he's doing the Melacha, so then he's not tired. You know, I'm always on guard, because I know in the dark room, in the United States, we didn't have any dark house. I remember as a child in Europe, so we had one room that was completely dark. And in those days, I mean, maybe 60 years ago, so of course it was, you know, the houses, electricity, everything, light, like that. So my father used to tell me as a little child, six, and says, don't forget, when you walk into the dark room on Shabbos, don't forget to, and remember that in Shabbos, don't turn on the light. Turn on the light. Why? Because by habit, one is accustomed, you know. Day after day, whenever he walks into the dark room, whether daytime, nighttime, you have to turn on the light. There are no windows in it. So mainly one is up and Shabbos just by habit, without even knowing what is doing. You know, by habit. So, such a case wouldn't be high house, because the element of Yedia is not that he forgot the Shabbos. He didn't forget. So, I don't know, as a child I probably did forget sometimes, and I did turn on the light, but not with that, about Shabbos. Just by habit. You do it. Many things a person does, he doesn't even know that he does it. Absent-mindedly. He does it. By habit, he does it. So he is not Chayav HaHatos. When he Chayav HaHatos, if he knows that he turns on light, but he forgot the Shabbos. He thought for the moment it's Sunday, it's Friday. So then he's Chayav HaHatos. But if he doesn't know that he turns on light, many times a person is absent-minded. We'll start here and say, especially among the absent-minded professors, that is sometimes when they are dropping thinking, they have a paper, they have a newspaper, so we'll start telling them, just like, we don't even know that they are telling. That's not the Melechus Machshavus. So in other words, because the element, so what does the Alocha of Melechus Machshavus imply? That by Shabbos, to be in Alocha Asuro, it must be coupled, the Asiyas Nilocha has to be coupled with an awareness that he is doing the law. So the element of the Mele takes the same, and the Shemim say the same thing. That, let's say, if somebody walks on dress on Shabbos, even though he knows that there is a possibility he might walk out, but he doesn't know it with certainty. He knows there is a possibility. So that's also not Melechus Machshavus. The Rishayim Rachelik, who had the other girls in Rachelik and Rishayim, they hold here Melechus Machshavus is present because he knows that he possibly might work out less. But the Rishayim is, even if he knows that he possibly might work out less, but he doesn't know that he will certainly work out less, so the element of Yudhiyah is lacking. Yudhiyah means with certainty, not with sveikas, with doubt. So Mele, in the case where there is no psikveshes or beauty is made in spotter, because the element of Yudhiyah is lacking. But in the case where there is a psikveshes, is having mirvei satachtenis, vihukavu elyeneis meleya. So according to Rav Shimon, that there is a din of kavonim kolater kolay, and Shabbos is not distinguished from Kolater Kule. So he's Potter. It's Mutter according to all, also, because it's not his hand. But according to the beauty that in Kolater Kule, which is having his hand, so there is no requirement, prerequisite of Kavani. So by Shabbos, there is no prerequisite of Kavani either. But by Shabbos, if there is no Tzikresha altogether, then the element of Yudhiyah is lacking. But where there is a psikreshe, here he knows with certainty. There is not a shadow of doubt in his mind that as a result of stirring the geholim, so he will escalate the fire of the tachteines. He knows. But we care for it. But he knows. So according to Rav Shimon, if he doesn't care for it, he so maybe he's not mishavim. But according to Rav Yudah, who? So the fact is that this Ham doesn't mean anything. But by Shabbos, the fact that he's not aware of the fact that he does it, that means something. But here he is aware. This is the Rav Chaim. Yes.
But what's the difference between a psikresha d'nichale and a melacha shen atzrichu l'gufa?
Melacha shen atzrichu l'gufa is reference to a case where he's Ham manish. For example, if somebody carries out a mess, there is a shisrael. So, isn't it a shisrael? Of course it is a shisrael. But he's not interested in having the mess. He just doesn't want the mess to be here in the Rishis Rav. Or if somebody takes out, carries out on the Rishis Rav, he kills, he tore, or pieces of glass. Suppose you go on the street and you see all kinds of impediments, a log of wood, you know, in the street. So you take it out because you are afraid somebody might trip and fall. So you take it out. So it's how many should take it out. But it's a washing of the roof. Or let's say usually he did the washing of the roof. Only when he does it la habitas absurd. I don't know today whether any person is in habit of having such a thing. I don't know. I remember my mother was only Boche every time she had to drink clear. So she would light the candles. I don't think that today's even Russian economy is good. I remember my mother was Macteris to do that. Every Friday she bent clear. So before she bent clear, so she would take a match and light the candle for a second, then extinguish the fire, then she would light it again, cover her eyes and make the box. Why did she do that? In other words, because that's the habit of Sapsila. In other words, when a new candle so will not burn so well if you didn't burn once and then extinguish. That's the habit of Sapsila. But any other kibbutz is washing tzvulim. Only the habit, that's what they say in the Madlikim. Habachabes aneya, mishin yisyorim, mishin yisyorim, mishin yisyorim, mishin yisyorim, mishin yisyorim, kichos aneya, kichos ha-shem, chayet, rabi yisi, peter v'chula, chut minapsil ha-shua yisatech. Why? Because rabi yisi, in Mora says, rabi yisi agrees with what you did, washing tzvulim, kuchli yisfotech, so is peter v'chula. Because he extinguishes the fire because he doesn't want to use up the candle. He needs candles, so extinguishes the fire. So it's not his fault. The fire is not in the kibbutz per se. Chutz mi'atzilum b'sheisetach. But if you turn off the fire of the candle because right now is the first time that it starts to burn, so it doesn't burn with a good flame. If you extinguish it, and you light it again, then it will burn with a good flame. As a matter of fact, many times men are not accustomed to bench lich, but they are accustomed to bench Hanukkah lich. So sometimes when you light the oil, and you have the problem, you have the oil. With candles, you don't have the problem, but with oil. So you light the psila, you know, the wick of the Hanukkah candle, so it doesn't burn. Doesn't burn though. So, but if you extinguish it and then you light it again, then it will burn again because it has a fuel value. In other words, you have a substitution. So, that is the kibbutz endows it with fuel value. So, it burns better. That's the only kind of kibbutz that is more hot. And any other kibbutz is more hot. Usually, kibbutz is in washing tzavuah. Kibbutz is in washing tzavuah. So that's, you can't say in mishaveh, in mishaveh, in mishaveh. In washing tzavuah. Briefly, in washing tzavuah for me means mishaveh is, but he's not interested in the melocha per se. But he's mishaveh to do the melocha. If he carries out a mess, if he carries a case on Shabbat, if he's mechabe neir because he wants to save the neir for next day, so he's mechabe to do the melacha, but he's not interested in the melacha per se, but for an extraneous purpose. Or let's say chayfa beir, not that he wants the beir. If you are chayfa the beir because you want to use it in order to fill it up with water, to store water, then it's melacha tzvul gufot. But suppose you need offer in order to be chassid the dam of the tzipeah, dam of the tzipeah, and some melee, you make it there, and no one can offer. denn sie noch ein zu wollen, was sie haben es hatte, wenn sie die Pei, was sie wollen, der Psoil, Sam, sie haben es hatte.
According to Abchaim, aren't you chayv in the case of Zikreshet and Nikolay because you are miskaven?
Zikreshet and Nikolay, so that's miskaven.
So why is that different from
Lachashin? It's out of being considered. Zikreshet and Nikolay is out of being considered. But it's not actually miskaven. But only because Abaye the Rabbid Amrit Abaye may have seen Zikreshet. But in the case where somebody carries out Kedrish Israel, or Chita Ben Zorafle, you don't have to resort to me that by the Rode in secretion. There is Mamish Mishab, Mishab and Mamish. So, Loshin Tzachim Gufor always deals with the case where he's Mishab and Mamish, but he is not interested in the Melocha per se. That's Loshin. Yes?
In case of cutting off the head of Tanakol, so that should be Melocha sent to you for
Luka. Why not? Why?
Because he had come out of the head of Tanakol.
No, he cut off the head of the hair, but he didn't have kavone. He didn't have kavone to get the tanah, and only because of secretion we are, he's got to be son. And the lochat, or to guess, it's in lochat in zero before. No, because he's manicabed. The child is enjoys it more when the head is. He's a dead head, not a real head, because you'll be frightened if has been shown the head will start talking to
you. Okay. Could you say in the case of secretion the Nikolay that he has kavan for the maisa but not for the result?
Secretion the Nikolay is our beginning considered his having, but there is no actual concern. There is constructive kavan, not actual kavan. The situation is not a situation. But this will result, and I'll certainly derive the benefit from it. I'll have a beautiful lawn with a lot of grass. Not from the locha per se. Not from the locha per se. You don't derive the benefit from the day. On the contrary, it's a nuisance to have a day or in his courtyard. But what can he do? He has to have all for sin. In order to have the dam of the tzikir, but he's not, so he's nene from the sem, but he's not nene from the bear per se. And if you take out glass, fragments of glass, or a rod of wood as a development, he also died there, because he doesn't have to worry about tripping, but he's not nene from in a positive way from the carrying of the glass itself. He's nene from the fact there is no impediment in this place. That's an extraneous purpose. He's not nene from the locha per se. Alright. So that is now. So that is the Rav Chaim. That's the Rav Chaim. I think that this Rav Chaim is one of the most basic Rav Chaim. In other words, many in Yoni, in Shabbos, and in Torah Shul in those in Shabbos, can be understood. Still, this Rav Chaim, I don't know what the headmaster, I didn't have master, so many Rosh Yeshivas of the last generation were master. I'm not going to mention them. But all of them, you can see myself. Same myself. Here they cut the time. This are time. Why? Because the Rosh in Shabbos is contrary. Is contrary to the Rosh. Now, what is the Rosh Shabbos? What is the Rosh Shabbos? It's the end of the Chaim, the gist of the Rav Chaim is that there are 12 words. Dovashim is Chavim Kalatel Tuleishim Inos Chavonim. And so, in respect to Dovashim is Chavim Kalatel Tuleishim Inos Chavonim, which is Inos Chavonim, there we apply the longest of expression of this way, and then Dovashim is Chavim a little bit of beauty by Shabbos, which is based not upon a general language, but upon a special being in Shabbos, Lachas Machshavos, that's a din of lack of idea. So that's only Shayach when there is no Kitarish. But where there is Kitarish, so then there is idea. That's the gist. Now, Rosh says the reverse. It would be good if you look into the Rosh. The Rosh is in page 140, page 2000 of Shabbos, paragraph 10. Tanya, 9, paragraph 10. 9, we see what the order of Shuah said. She never about to hear from the Sassu, but from the Sassu. But from the Sassu, from the Sassu, from the Sassu, from the Sassu, from the hat und neben dem Hamid sah am Hamid schon heiß. Ich nehme mal die Suche von uns. Ich sah sie von uns. Ich sah es, ach am Sari schon heiß. Ich nehme mal die Suche, ich sah es. Mensch, die Kotzen von Leute in den Haus. Im Haus, heil an Otto Polschke, und wir hatten mit die Papier schon heiß. Ich schulde der Rabachoi Kosse. Osso nicht ins Samme, die Meier, die Gute, die Mekka. There is a certain medication that is good to the Gemara mentioned it, the Shabbos, for jaundice. But at the same time, it has a side effect. And it sterilizes the person. And the person has a certain patient calling. So when one takes it, so it will cure the jaundice. But it will sterilize it. Won't have to be, one day won't have children. So, also, wish this some of the mild of the faith. Of course, the shoot is a different case, but there is no darkness. It's not jaundice, sometimes clinical jaundice. Jaundice is a darkness. But suppose it's not the degree that there is a constant passion. So it's not allowed to take a medication that has the effect of sterilizing it. If you the Dabkele Reb Yehuda Kudosa. That's the Lashon of the Shulchan. Yisrael Doshen Mishchav Mosa Avo Rav Shimon Muta Kidu Shem Mishchav Mishiru Shal Refu. According to Rav Shimon, it's Muta to take an medication to cure jaundice, even though it has the side effect of becoming sterile, because it's Doshen Mishchav. So then he says, the Shulchan says, Lord, the time of Rav Shimon, I mentioned once that the Shultas is one Rishon who passes in Kolat HaRekul like a Yudah, but all the other Rishon, they pass in Kolat HaRekul like a Shim. So, behold the time when Kolat HaRekul like a Shim, the Shabbat Mutter, Hanu Mule the Mule the Shabbos. But Kolat HaRekul, the time when Kolat HaRekul the Ova Dova Shim is Shabbat Mutter. The Shultas is the Mule is that in Kolat HaRekul you pass in Kolat HaRekul, the Dova Shim is Shabbat Mutter. But by Shabbos, we pass like Rav Shimon, Bedomashem is Chavel is Muta. Why? Because by Shabbos is Isaac and what they call it Sosia. And by Shabbos it's Muta, because by Shabbos there is another Allah of Nirachas, of Nirachas Machshemes, like this is it. The team of a Jude who says Bedomashem is Chavel is Chavel is what they call it. But he's made it, but he's made it that by Shabbos is not Chavel. But Teisha says, "I will do the Rabbanu Mitzosa." And the Shintas Paskins, in view of the fact that there is no Isagereise by Shabbos, even according to Rabbi Yude, so Mele, it's not in Mosam Rabbah. For she is but Monashah. Either in Paskins, like Rabbi Yude, or Paskins, like Rabbi Yude, the Mora says explicitly that according to Rabbi Yude, Isosa, the Chalapokas in Rabbanon. So how is it? How is in Zaki Shtorali betrayed? So we have to say that the Shintas doesn't paskin like Rabbi Yude in Kolatel Kule B'Teras Vada. It paskins like Rabbi Yude Lechumre, because Rabbi Yude Rai is Lechumre. Don't be any subject where the Halacha is like Rabbi Shimon, or the Halacha is like Rabbi Yude. So we may Lechumre, because Rabbi Yude Rai is Lechumre in Kolatel Kule, which is Rabbi Yude Rai is. So he paskins that it's also Mashaykin, that Shabbos, there is no state of the Reis, it's state of the Avon, because even with the Loch is like from Yehude, so it's Mita Mil Reis, because of the lack of Yilachas Vashemes, so Mele is not Chishish, maybe the Loch is like from Yehude, maybe the Loch is like from Shimon, that's enough, because state of the Avon is it. That's the Shita Lishim. והודי כאן מתרשים בריש נצחם ומתאמין משעבס אבל כל הכל כל כאן הוא חבי בדום דובו שאין מנסחה ונעושה עד כאן דברי השם ואין גור ביר בראש השחל ואין גור ביר מזה כי בכל הכל כל כאן הוא חבי שימן כי למה שמורים פרק המייצי דבי נוזך התנותס במיקים ימי פוסק הבירכן הלא התרבשים וסתם מיל שלכם צורת המדושן על עוד מתאים גם מבחי אדם אביר משמוע על התרבשים ופורך ההיר הוא מרבשים מסיס עד השמי שמוע על התרבשים בוא מרבחי ברש ומי פורך עבוד עד השמי שמוע על התרבשים בשבש אתה תיסר השמי נבעון אבל ודאי הם חילו בין שבש לשאול שוב והיכת שוסר סמל לפויר ומיטה עושר הפויר suppose it takes medication the fear of Adonis and comes down, so it's also a big material, even a contraption. The maiden situation we are moving, or here is the Gosh. The Shai Chetandi Rebalo, the Amalos of the situation, we have been here, Halei. I need that to be Shabbos, you know, that's not Shabbos. I'll be sure we still need to be here, Halei. So that's the Gosh. Then the Bible mentions against Rachai. So here he says, just very verse of Rachai. Just very verse. True. Just very verse. For the Kasha he means against the Rosh. I mean, it's not that the Rosh says just the reverse of Rachai. The Rosh says just the reverse of the Rosh. The Rosh himself, what does the Rosh say? The Hebrew Rosh is only Shayach. And Shabbos, because the Rosh never says. Not to go out to the Kulei, but did the Tasteless say here, Tasteless, and the Rosh himself in Kulei Kabeine, he mentioned that the one of the Rayas of the Orul is the Gemara of Mizalti Yayin al Gabayish, Mizalti Yayin al Gabayish, there is a question of Shabbos, and he's trying to come his day at least here, it's called to the Kulei. So how did the Rosh say that? And the Rosh doesn't say, the way Omar Oroch in the secretion of Yichus will meet the Rav of the Shabbos. He doesn't say, the way Shaykh of the Rav, the man is, the Rosh says, he cannot accept the Oroch Shite in Kolat Yerba. He is willing to accept the Oroch Shite in Shabbos, but not in Kolat Yerba. Not in Kolat Yerba. Because according to Orwell, it would be good to have to take medication for jaundice, even though it takes the side effect of making this down. Of course, it's expression, it's not going to be of the slave, it's going to be Halei. He feels very upset about the fact that he's now, he cannot have children. But he's learning not to have children instead of being sick all his life. But it's more than a Yichpes Lein, different. Isra. Michale to the end of the degree. So he says, Mishayach and Nivayo. In other words, he doesn't accept the oaths. Lombus. Intarzah. But the Oach, it doesn't say that the Oach himself mentions it. Only in Shabbos, not in Kotzeba. Well, how can he say when the Rosh in Perek Abene Surin make them be Michalein. The Torah Hashas before a raya that we cannot apply the longest of situation in Michalein. In Kalatir Kule, a raya from the Gemorins was the same Gemor, that the Oath mentioned a raya. And that in Kalatir Kule, the situation in the Professor is Mutter, so the Rosh mentions as a raya that the situation of the Yich Pesler or even the Yichale in Kolatere Kurizos just the opposite of Badaos the Lishayich can be the Dalo the Malos of the situation of the Yich and the Yichale the Hai Nidat Nisham in the Hashem Shalos in the Yichale what's the Raya in the Pori Chashas if you go to the Yer Gaba Misnad if Yai Mizalfe al Gaba Yishin Boka Mechabe So, the common son mentions the name of Maraoui Kork. The Maraoui Kork said that the Roshi is in the Rapsinika. He mentions the Raya that negative Oog Shite from the Gemore in Zvochim. Because the Gemore Shmuel says in Zvochim, Mizalt Yaina Gabinishim, Mizalt Yaina Gabinishim, so the Gemore is the Kashi, Kokomichabe, Ishton Tikron, Kerris, Yabe, Because the Morris Kash, what is the Morris Kash? Because they didn't mention the Morris Kash. The Morris Kash is Shmuel Sabolet, what she named, the Rosh in his Kabein, his Mika. So what? And the Rosh himself in the Kabein, he mentions the old Shraya from the Morris of Shmuel, because the Morris is the Kash of the Mechabeh, so Shmuel is the Morris of the Kabein, Shmuel Sabolet, what she named. So the Rosh in the Kabein, So just a minute. That was not the period before that. The period before that is the period The stoop talking before Shmuel Shvatzer. So the Rosh himself mentions that that's the Raya of the Oath. Here he mentions the Raya in that direction. That not like you. So, and what kind of a Raya is it? So why did he bring the Raya from the Kasha to the North? Let him bring the Raya. To the Oru from the terrace of the Gemot. So the Kabbalah Sanon explained it in a very fair way. He says, true, of course, the Gemore is the Kashi, Boka Mechabe, so the Gemore is the terrace, Shmi Sfiro, Trap Shimon, and the Rabbi Shmi Sfadism. So what is the Makshe? Didn't know, I mean, the Gemore says so many places. In Shabbos itself, the Gemore says, that Shmuel passes like a chin. Rak passes like a good ability in his rabbi. He's brought the good in Israel, and Shmuel passes like a chin. The ability in his rabbi is not about that. There are many places in this of Shabbos itself in the morning. So why do you match an S? Why do you match an S? I mean, usually the Maram Sheik asks these questions. Whenever the Maram asks the Kashi, So, in the morning of the parrot, so I need a matcher, so we need a matcher, understand the parrot something wrong. So, here we can ask the Tkashi, why did Mora ask? The Mora knows that Shmuel Paschus, like a Shmuel, it's mentioned in Tzav Shabbos so many times. The answer is, the Mora asks, of course, the Mora knows the matcher knew that Shmuel Paschus, like a Shmuel. But may a buyer the other than a buyer, may there have seen him with secretion of the Yomos. So, true, that's why you know us. Why do you need the Mores? Of course, Shmuel Paschus like a Chin. But Rapshinen is made it. It's grace of the Yomos. Here is it's grace. So then the Mores say, Shmuel Sfer with Rapshinen. So now, tasteless itself asks the Kashin. Shmuel Sfer with Rapshinen, but may there have seen him with secretion. So, tasteless is the text. Because here, when you pour wine on the Mizbeach, so it's very likely it will not fall on the clothing. The Mizbeach was not completely covered with the clothing, so there were empty spots too. So it's not a situation. So the reason is why the Mashin is, because the Mashin is assuming that it is a situation. No, there is no situation. But if situation of the slaves look there, then the Mashin wouldn't see that as. So this way, if they say situation of the slaves comes in the discovery, the Mashin is, because the Mashin thought it too. It doesn't matter. But if we say like, oh, the situation of the slaves knew there, so what is the Machin has the Machin use the Chmur Paschus like a female? This is what the common sense is. Anyway, so, when we shy of a candle, the power of the most of the situation of the play, the only other situation of the play, and the doctor of the Shandra of the Shabbat, I will be sure we soon will be in the play. The Koi Hashad is all great up here, Now the Yain is out of the Yishu, for Kamuchad, Avadadu Nihal Kimu, Eid Mosi, or I know if you shoot the smile, it's the Kalbu of the Kamuz. So the Allah is that the Yisa of Seal is the Rav the Raisa, the twice to every Balchai, every Balchai, even a new Tamil. So, in other words, you must keep somebody who is doing Sarek, the dog, and this is a common practice, especially the dogs, who are fond of dogs, so they are afraid, as fond as they are of dogs, or they still believe in birth control of the dogs. So melee, they take the dog to a doctor, and then he sterilizes the dog, castrates the dog, sterilizes the dog. I don't know what they do. Anyway, I had childless. And sometimes, so I have to work hard, even the person in the Shema Mitzvahs, but to accept such a psak, not to have the dog sterilized, that's unacceptable. I have to work very hard in order to sell this concept. You're not allowed to sterilize the dog. But it's a lot that I said, there's a fear notice. If somebody sterilizes a dog, a cat, so he's either a lot that I see, higher notice, he's cross-legged. Alright, now, so the question is, how does the horse say the shaykh of the horse? So the Torah says, well, there's the southern one. Do we have to explain the horse? And the horse himself, the Derek Abbeinah, mentions the horse right from his Alpin Yayin, Al Gabi Rishi. So, the horse doesn't say, the Leomar or situation of the Leomar. And he says, their oaths, lombes, can apply to Shabbos. The oath himself applies his lombes to Kovatir Kure. But the Rosh says, the oath, I am ready to accept the oaths, lombes, in connection with Shabbos. And you see, so anyway, but the Oach mentions it by Shabbos in our case it would be Mika. Now what kind now? I said that in the Rashi that I made. So Rashi says the Fiomar to feel in the Rapshimen to the situation is higher the situation of the Avol Gabi Tzotchalos Nechitze so the cult the call come of the high and Nicholas Vake and Nicholas Dome, then Rav Shimon is made that is happy, that is possible. Why? Because here it's kosher. So Rashi makes a distinction between the Yichbes lay and kosher. And why is the kosher lay? Okay. So Rashi says that I mean Shabbos because it's not in Rashi's Shabbos. So what do we see from this Rashi? That there is a basic distinction. Gabi Shabbos between Psikreshe de Lichbeslei and Psikreshe de Lichbeslei, or let's use the expression Lichbeslei Klav in the sense of kosher. So Psikreshe de Lichbeslei, so then by Shabbos, even by Shabbos is high. Even by Shabbos is high. Because Psikreshe de Lichbeslei, so is not inconsistent with Mocha. Because he doesn't care, he's indifferent. But especially Michal, when he squeezes out the blood of the Chalose, and he's very upset about the fact that the Chalose will die. But he can't help it. He has to have the Dhamma anyway. So he sacrifices, he ignores one consideration, because the other consideration is of more importance to him than this consideration. So then it's not in Lachas Machshavos. Now, the case, it's not Shabbos, but the case where a person takes a medication that in order to cure himself of jaundice, but he knows it has the side effect of making him starve. Is that a situation where he says, oh, I'm Michal Ekvar. Of course, Michal Ekvar, I mean, he would be willing to spend a lot of money not to become starved, but as much as he is eager to be able to have children, he is even more eager to get rid of the sickness of jaundice. Sickness of jaundice. And sometimes, you know, a person is very sick, and the doctor tells him that he doesn't have his leg, and he suffers from diabetes, so if he doesn't have his leg amputated, so then he'll die from diabetes. So he agrees to have a leg amputated. So it's Michale. It's the interest leg. It's Michale Klau, but what should he do? He has to neglect one thing because of the other. So here it's Michale Klau. He wants to be sterile. He's very upset about the fact that he becomes sterile. So, such a lomdus by Shabbos would make sense because of the Lachas Machshavos. Rashi also says. So that would make sense. Now, some mele there is no kasha, let's say from the Gemara in Krisis. The Chaim says, when he's chaytig a cholim, lirbeis, hatach, lirbeis, ha-ha-yenis is mischavim liobis ha-yenis vihufu ha-tachtenis malay. So Tanakame says is chayvon yach. Why? Because Tanakame holds that of Shimen that Dorosh mischavim is with regard to Yehud. Here it's a Dorosh mischavim. True, it's a psikreishe, but it's a psikreishe that we know this. Masha'in came Rabbi Lezer Bar Tzodek, he says chayv shtayim. Not only the chayv ha-chatos for the kibu of the Enes, is Chayv HaChatos for the Avore of the Tachtenis. Tachtenis. So the Kashi is Monoshah. Monoshah, according to Rav Shimon's Potter, even though it involves Psikreshah. Yes. But it's Psikreshah with the slave. So the Yudha is made by Shabbos Dorosh and Yitzchabin's Potter. Because not the Machshavos. So here too, it should be Potter's Vayel, and the Vatsodek say Chayv HaChatos. So Chaim says, no, because here there is a psikreshe, even though it's a psikreshe in Yichbeslei, some melee, from the point of view of the Rosh Nishab, a little of Shimei, so Yichbeslei is not considered Nishab. But according to the Buddha, there is no such prerequisite as the Rosh Nishab. But there is a special prerequisite in Shabbos, of Melechus Machshavos. Melechus Machshavos implies a din of Yediyah. So when there is no psikreshe altogether, then the element of Yediyah is lacking. But here there is Yediyah because it's a psikreshe. Lo Yichbeslei. That does not involve lack of Yediyah. There is Yediyah. So over there, it's only Lo Yichbeslei. It's not Lo Yichbeslei. He doesn't care whether Yenis are escalated or not escalated. What does he care? He's indifferent. So then it's not inconsistent with Malachas Moshe. Mashiach can hear such a case in Shabbos, so would demutualize it, because it can be Malachas Moshe. So in other words, so that's not Tzitzel Rabchai, just as the Rashi is not Tzitzel Rabchai, because the Rashi has, when he says that by Tzot Halos Mutetze, so there is no Chiyuv Mishmitzos Nishome, because he's upset about the fact that the Chalosin dies. He would like, he would prefer that the Chalosin should remain alive, so then the blood would be much better for his purpose, but he can't help it. So the blood isn't so good, but it's better to no blood altogether. So Mele, that's a chisson in Melechas Mashiach. But Rav Chaim says that Sikreishel Yichbisle is no chisson in Melechas Mashiach. The answer is Sikreishel Yichbisle is no chisson in Melechas Mashiach, but Sikreishel Yichbisle is a chisson in Melechas Mashiach. Why? So that can see from the knowledge physics of Shach Melachim. In other words, we have to know there are three things. There is such a thing as Kavanah. How is Kavanah in English? Intention. There is such a thing as Idea. How is Idea in English? Consciousness, awareness, knowledge, awareness, in conscious of the act that I'm doing. And there is a third thing, Rotzi. Approval, Rotzen, consent. Now, Kavone and Rotzen are two separate things, altogether different things. Kavone means intention. Rotzen means that he is worthy. Now, there is such a thing as hypnotism. So, sometimes, so, when I had a stroke and I had a lot of pain, so I went to my neurologist, maybe hypnotism will help me relieve the pain. So he says, you're not a good customer for hypnotism. You're not a good customer. You are too much of an independent person. And you cannot be hypnotized. I don't think anybody would be able to hypnotize you. So what is hypnotism? Hypnotism. So through hypnotism, so you can impose your will upon another person. Even if the other person is not willing, is very unhappy, but somehow you impose your will. You know, those who hypnotize, so sometimes, you know, it's done by certain people, psychologists, I don't know what they are, psychiatrists, doctors, but it's done by somebody who has emotional problems, so then the psychiatrist will have been hypnotized, and he'll tell the hypnotized person, the hypnotized woman, that she should take a knife and stab it in the hand of a child. And she'll do it. She'll be very unwilling, very reluctant, but she'll do it. And she'll be having to do it, but of course, she'll do it in such a way that she will not hurt the child. In other words, so through hypnotism, you can impose your will upon the hypnotized party, that the hypnotized party will intend to do what the hypnotizer tells you to do, even though he resents it. So there is kavanah by that person, by the hypnotized person. There is kavanah. Is there what's in? No. He uses his will, he doesn't have the control. He does what the hypnotizer tells him to do. So sometimes you might be having to do a certain act and he doesn't have the option. If a person does something under hypnotism, so he doesn't become a nose, but he doesn't do it that same. So kavone and rotzen are two separate things. Kavone and rotzen are two separate things. Rotzen means, to no effect, you know, Rav Chaim says, that a kotlin, chera sheikh of a kotlin, a mufgo das of rotzen. In other words, any kinyan done by a chera sheikh of a kotlin, and sheikh doesn't mean, it's a mistake to think sheikh means somebody who has no contact with reality. of course, that is also shaitan. According to the Rambam, if somebody is a shaitan, lo yom aracha, even though he is a kikiach l'chol advar, and might be the biggest genius, he might have an IQ of 210, but if he has a certain shidasim, the persecution comes. So according to the Rambam, he has a din of shaitan. He has a din of shaitan. He cannot be garish as he stay in love. That was the case of the Tivaget, you know. The Tivaget, because he was not a person, I mean, not 100%, but he functioned for life, you know. So, in other words, and Charesh certainly can be the smartest person in the world, and often how about Shlina Melech, and before Bar Mitzvah, he had no Seba, he had no Das. What did he do? That the Das is no Das. And that kill anything that requires Das, Rotzim. So a Charesh it will cut now Mufti. But Kabone, Charesh it will cut now not Mufti. Charesh it will cut now Mufti. Because he's in the Gabor, they can write again. Why? Why? Because the Godel teaches them to write Lishmo. But we should say it's Kavani is no Kavani. So Chaim says, where it's a question of Rotzen, so then there is Allah Hecharashim, the Kotin, the Rotzen is no Rotzen open. It might be Shlema HaMelech, but the Rotzen, out to give his mufti of giving consent. It's no Rotzen. But where it's Din of Kavani, so then, Chashid Vipotin ordinarily, it's not in the Godin of Gabot. So then, seriously, they don't have Kavonet. But if there is someone to guide him and to teach him, so then it's Kavonet, it's a Kavonet. So Kavonet and Rotzen are two separate things. So what Chaim says, that Melechas Machsheves, Melechas Machsheves implies the Din of Yibie, not the Din of Kavonet is right. But there are a number of halachas in Melechas Machsheves. The din of Mikalko is also implicit in Melechas Machsheves. So there is more than one halacha of Melechas Machsheves. One halacha of Melechas Machsheves is that he has to be Nisak. And there is one halacha of Melechas Machsheves that he has to be here. He has to be aware, he has to be conscious of the fact of doing halacha. And there is another halacha of Melechas Machsheves. That the halacha has to be done by Tzeinim. With his approval, with his concern, there is no aloche that a meloche has to be done by kavanose, but there is aloche that the meloche has to be done by tzeinim, and that we can see from the Gemara in Christ. You have the Gemara Christus, it's very different. Worth one. That you test on the base. Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Shmuel, Misasek Bichlobin Varayes Chaye, Shechei Nehene, Misasek Bishabes Potem, Lach Mashabes Osoteo. Omar Rav Nachman, what in any case, Kichim Misasek Dom. ותנאה מי שאולי שני דיני קייס אחד לא מבלי שבס ואחד לא מלאך רשב there were two children one infant so his ים השמיני was on Shabbos the other infant his ים השמיני was on Sunday בשוכח ומור אשל אחר השבס בשבס the Sunday infant who was not 8 days old yet So he thought, so he was Malin and Shabbos. God bless him, Chayef Chachos. See, Rabbi Yeshua paid me. Ad kam li tot Rabbi Yeshua, or Mishu Yerusov, to bit ba mitzvah, lo yosom mitzvah pota. So because of a special halacha, to bit ba mitzvah, lo yosom mitzvah, You see, if somebody by mistake will be mal on Shabbos, a teenager that is already 9 days old, then it will be probably the mitzvah, the awesome mitzvah. Because if you're a mal child who is more than 8 days, you're a kind of mitzvah. But if you're a mal child who is 7 days old, so then it's no mitzvah. Kilim's money is no mitzvah. So at can we come at Shimu, at can we put up Yeshua, which is sort of a mitzvah potter. Adam Visas and Dora do love mitzvah, after we have Yeshua Mechaye. So how does Shmuel say that Misas and Bishabes is potter? Omale, Hanachri Dineikis, Hoyum Kalko Bechabur Chaye, Misas and Bechabur is potter. Because why is Misas in the Shabbos proper? Because it's not the Lech, it's not Shabbos. But Rav Shimon says that the Kalko B'chabur is Chayev. Why is no other Lech is the Kalko proper? Because it's not the Lech, it's not Shabbos. But B'chabur is Chayev because we have it there as a cosmic. The Torah says, I feel the Shabbos, the news there is Shabbos. No, it is man, but no, it is man or not. But why do we have to resolve to a special gichu of Mirvis Mano? Even when Shoyvis Mano should be Mutter on Shabbos, because it's Mikal. And the Tikkun Mitzvah, there's no Tikkun according to Rav Shimon. So according to Rav Shimon, there is a special Zeros HaKosov, that there is no requirement of Misakein in Rav Noach of Chabura. So that means that the Zeros HaKosov and Rav Noach Shabbos doesn't apply to Chabura. So Meire, the Zeros HaKosov of Rav Noach Shabbos, we got the Misasi, it doesn't apply to Chabur. Eis, the Rav Yudei Shmuel, Rav Yudei Nachum Mischabu Lakitein, Kimikit Anovim, Anovim Likitein, Shreiris Likit Livoneis, Livoneis Likit Shreiris, Rav Leza Mechaye Pchatos, Rav Yeshua Peiteir, Vohoche, Misasi, ורבי שמעון אמר לי כפות העלמין מינה למינה אבל בחד מיני אפילו רבי שמעון הוסיף עם דיס גמורה ובי שבס דה מזרלוך הפנחס מחשבס מסעסי כספות העלה so not only the מסעסי כפשבי כספות העלה he was not mishaving to do an avera even the מסעסי כפמייזי כספות העלה in other words that means if by Shabbos if somebody will be mischave, let's say, to pluck out this thing. This thing, there are two things on a tree. And he'll be mischave to pluck out thing number one. And mishpit your day, inadvertently, you'll pluck out thing number two. He'll be potter. He'll be potter. It's a special halacha in Shabbos. He'll be potter. But here we have machlekes between Rav Leizer and Rav Yeshua when it's two different meaning. In other words, he was mischavi to pluck out Taini, and he plucked out Anovi, and he plucked out Taini. So Rav Leizer is mechayev, and Rav Yeshua patters. So Rav Yeshua patters only because it's two different meaning. But if you'll be mischavi to pluck out Tainan number one, and the pluck out Tainan number two, so Rabbi Yeshua will be later at Israel. But Shmuel says that Misasi, even in the same means, brought up. It's a kasher in Shmuel. So the Lord will tell it. Rabbi Yeshua will put out Mine Mine, Avo Bechad Mine, Al Chadna for Rabbi Yeshua Mechayev, Omale, Shinene, Shveit Mas Nisim Visobas Roy. הוכב מהסכינון כגין שאובב מלאקית מליבה נסחב מלאקית הנובים וישוכח ויסובו תאים והוא חיודו הנובים ורב לזר סובה הרי נעסיסו כבנוסי ורב ישוע סובה הרי נעסיסו כבנוסי ומחשב Well, it's true, it's an example. In other words, well, it can only happen to very absent-minded suppose a person formed the intention to pluck out another. As he was engaged in new perspective thinking, So he thought for a moment that his decision was to pluck out Cain. And then, so, he wanted to conform to his, what he thought was his decision, to pluck out Cain, but then mishpat yadei and plucked out another. It's a complicated situation. In other words, at first, he decided to pluck out another. Then he forgot. He thought that he had decided to mulak it in. And so he was proceeding to mulak it another, but then Mishput your day, and he is mulak it in. So, Rablezah sova harin asiso kabunose, Rabb Yeshua sova harin asiso kabunose mashach. Let's just say we have to make correction here. Not Arinasi so Kabunosei, but Arinasi so Bakashosei. The Yeshua Soba, Harinasi so Bakashosei Mashal. Why do you think that just changed the verse? Very simple. Because if we are given Kabunosei, how is it Nasi so Kabunosei? Kabun means intention. Now, if a person decided to Nuakit Anobi, but then, absentmindedly, he thought that he decided to be lucky thing. And then so he started to proceed and be lucky what he thought was his desire, was his decision. Made a mistake, but he thought that his decision was, he's a person who wants to comply with his decision. Well-disciplined person. So Mele, since he thought that he decided to Mulakitain, so he proceeded to fulfill his decision, Mulakitain, for the Nishkut Yodei, and he was Mulaki another. So, a blessed Sobar is high, it is Mulakitain. How is it Mulakitain? Kavanah means intention. Now, since he thought he was laboring under the erroneous notion that his decision was to be Mulakitain, so he formed the intention to be Mulakitain, and then Mishpat Yodei, and he dropped out another. So did he do the thing that he intended to do? No! While he was mistaken, he formed the intention to be Mulakitain. So his ultimate kavone was to be Mulakitain. And what was in Mulakitain? Anovi. So did it conform to his ultimate intention? No. It conformed to his original intention. But his ultimate intention was to be Mulakitain. And Mishpat Yodei was Mulakit Anovi. So how can we say Harinasi so Kabunose? So Shmubeti says no. Harinasi so Bakashose. His rotzim was fulfilled. His kavanah was not fulfilled. His rotzim was fulfilled. This correction by the Shmubeti is very important. His rotzim was fulfilled because he decided to be Mulakei another. So his rotzim was to be mulakit anov. Now, and he's a person who likes to do what he decides to do. So, but he was absent-minded. So he assumed for a moment, while he was absent-minded, that his decision was to be mulakitain. So he proceeded to be mulakitain. So he formed the kavanah intention to Mulakitain, then Mishpat Yodei and Mulakit Anovi. So in other words, so the act was done in conformity to his rotzim, to his decision, but not in conformity to his kavanah. So the element of rotzim, is there. The element of kavanah is not there. But not only the element of kavanah is not there, the element of idea is not there either. The element of idea is not there either. Because seems he's taken so absent-mindedly. He thought that his decision was to be lacking Teini, so Mele formed an intention to Mulaki Teini, so as he was Mulaki, what did he think he was doing? Teini! But actually, it's Nismichi Yodei, Lohir Lanovi. So was the element of Yidia present? No, the element of Yidia was not present. Was the element of Kavone present? No. But we are not concerned about Kavone, because Kavone is not one of the elements that the Torah requires in order to be hired. Chatos, from Lacha Shabbos. Kavone not. But there are two other elements that the Torah mentions as prerequisites for Maisa Aveira and Lacha Shabbos. Yidia and Rotzen. Yidia and Rotzen. So Melee, of course, but Rashi says that if somebody is so troubled in Pesach, in view of the fact that he's very upset about the fact that the halosim dies because the blood will not be so good for the purpose, it will be poor blood. But what can he do? That's the best he could do under the circumstances. So, the element of rotzen is lacking in respect to the act of killing the halosim. That doesn't, so it's not in Rashi. But where it's obscuration, look to slave. You can't say that the element of rotzen is lacking. In other words, he is mishaving liyobis atachtim. He is interested. He wants to mishabe the bottom of the heart. He doesn't have a wish, a special wish, desire to be he is interested in being mechabe elin, the top, the hope. Mechabe elin, he has no special desire to be mother tachtenis. He doesn't care. Can you say the element of rotzen is lacking just because he doesn't care? When is the element of rotzen lacking? When is consent absent? If you don't want it, if you are upset about it, but if you don't care one way or the other, then there is no chisson of rotzen. Oh, some melee, it is in Lachas Machshavos, Mekovit Rabbi Yisrael. Mashein came, in the case of Sot Chalazim Pitze, so there he doesn't want the Chalazim to die. And if he could manage to get to obtain the blood of the living Chalazim, he would be so happy. Because then he would really be able to use it for a prayer, for something. But now, under the circumstances, he can't help it. So he agrees to use this blood. So the element of rotzen is lacking. Now here, in this case, his decision, his original decision, was to be lacking anovim. So Mele, he had rotzen, he had given his consent to the likud of anovim. He has given his approval. And it's not that he changed his mind. But absentmindedly, inadvertently, so he thought that his decision was to be marketing. So he formed an intention, he carbonated to be marketing. Then absentmindedly again, Nishmi to Yodei, but Yodei Anodu. So he was marketing. So at the end, it turns out that he was marketing the mean that he originally decided to marketing. So there is Rotzen. There is rotzen. Kavone there isn't, but who cares about kavone? Kavone is not a prerequisite in Melachas Machshavos. But yidia there isn't either, because in view of the fact that he thought that his decision was to melachatein, so he formed an intention to melachatein, he proceeded to do it to melachatein, so he was thinking as he was melachatein. She was thinking, oh, here I'm a lucky thing. Here I'm a lucky thing. Then, to his amazement, he found out, no, he was Malachi than Robin. So, was it coupled to the element of Yudhiyya? It was not coupled to the element of Yudhiyya. So, Rableza Sova, Harinasi Sova, Pakosho, say, he is higher. Yeshua Sova, Harinasi Sova, Pakosho, say, Machshav. So, Pakosho, say, means Rotsi, Machshav, means Yudhiyya. And Kavone, who discusses Kavone here? It's not important, it's not Hanses. Kavone is a din in Kolakar Pura, according to Rav Shimon, but there is no aloha of Kavone by Shabbos, Mitzah Mulechis Machshebes. Mulechis Machshebes implies that there has to be Rotz. Mulechis Machshebes implies there has to be Yudhiyya. But as far as the element of Rotz is concerned, as far as the element of Rotzen is concerned, so that applies even to the same meaning. In other words, if I have Rotzen to be Malachi Tainer number one, I am particularly interested in being Malachi Tainer number one. And then I am Malachi Tainer number two, I am Potter, according to everybody. But in the case where the element of Rotzen is there, where it's Nasis Bakoshos, but the element of Yudhiyya is lacking, so if the element of Yudhiyya is lacking in respect to one meaning and another, then even Rebelozo would say Potahas. But where the element of Yudhiyya is lacking in respect to the same between Tainer number one and Tainer number two, Anobi number one and Anobi number two, then there is a machlekes between Rav Lezer and Rav Yeshua. In other words, there's a requirement of Rotzen is a more stringent requirement than the requirement of Yudhiyya. If Bakashos is Loinasis, then everybody agrees that even though the Bakashos is Loinasis, the Rotzen was not fulfilled in respect to the same meaning. So is Potter. It's not a maximization. But if the Rotzen there is, but the element of Yudhiyya is lacking, so if the element of Yudhiyya is lacking in respect to the whole meaning, then everybody is made a, I mean, if the element of Yudhiyya is lacking in respect to the Melocha, then everybody is made a, that is Potter. And if the element of Yudhiyya is lacking in the same meaning, but this thing number one or thing number two, then everybody is made a, that is higher. I can think of that when Yeshua is, when there is Yudhiyya in respect to the Melocha as such, but there is no Yudhiyya in respect to one meaning or the other meaning. So then Reb Lezer says that he's hired, and Reb Yeshua says this. But we see from this Gemara that there are three things. There is Bakoshe, that's Rotzen, and there is Machshavte, that's Yudhiyya, and then there is Kavone. But Kavone the Gemara doesn't even discuss. Because the Gemara doesn't say that Rabbi Yeshua Sova, Harili Nase, you see the Kovitus in the Betsy's Kirse, Rabbi Yeshua Sova, Harili Nase, Bakoshose in Machshavte, not Kavonose in Machshavte. Of course, the Kovitus in the Betsy, that we have in our text, and it's not good, but according to the Shul Betsy's Kirse, it follows from this. So that's the difference between secretion and Michalei. So when does the Rosh say that we shayach adinei balayol? He says it in connection with the case of the Michalei Klal, where he's upset. He's mitztayer of the fact that he'll become sterile as a result of the medication. So such a case in Shabbos would be Muta Midrais, because it wouldn't be Melachas Mashemus. But in Kolatel Kuli, there is no such halacha. There is no such halacha of what? There is a Tshuvas Marik. In Tshuvas Marik, the Marik says, that if somebody, if an Akum and Anus will force a Jew to do Melachas on Shabbos, not because Melachas means he'll kill him. He'll kill him. But suppose he forces a Jew to do Melachas on Shabbos. If he doesn't, he'll put him in prison. He might die from him in prison. Or he'll hit him. So then the Marik says, he can't say Pekach Nefesh, and he couldn't even say that he's mutar for him to do it, because he won't. He will not die, he will not be killed. So, and if he will not be involved, but he's suing Shemla Mitzvos. He's suing Shemla Mitzvos, and the Lord of Suda says, he's cushioning Nisi.